Welcome to Avis Fields Ministries Kingdom Now Conference, held at Battery Hall from 7th to the 10th of August 2000, with ministry of Apostle G.C. McCurry and team from Atlanta, Georgia, USA. For further information about Avis Fields Ministries, telephone 441302-367-868.
I'm a new creation.
Can come boldly before your throne this day, and Lord, we can enter into your presence, Lord, knowing that total freedom of forgiveness and new life in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that over every one of us every shackle of condemnation, Lord, should be broken. Lord, every lie of the devil, oh God, should be broken over our lives in Jesus' name. And Father, we would move into a greater freedom of worship and praise and liberty in you, oh God. And that this day the word of God would be in us, and would be in us with might and power. And Lord, that we pray that this night, Lord, following, Lord, the preaching of your word, Lord, there shall be signs, wonders and miracles done in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, anoint your apostle this night with a great anointing, O Father. With a great anointing, Father. A greater anointing, Lord. Lord, a greater freedom than he's ever known before, Father. Lord, we just welcome him in this place. We welcome you, Father, through him in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand. Let's give the Lord a praise. Praise after him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, you can take your seats if you can sit down long enough. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, musicians.
Yes. Thank you.
They're a blessing.
Amen.
We've got an extra one tonight. You see, we're growing the music team already, you see.
Amen.
Linking across the pond. Hallelujah. That's just the beginning.
Yes.
Just the beginning. This is the first conference we've had.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's the best one we've had. But the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Because as we said, we're going onwards and we're going upwards. Amen. We're heading to Zion. We want to be in the presence. We want the presence of God in us. In such a way that we've never known before. And we want people to see the risen Lord. We want people to see the power of the risen Lord. In you. In you. Not in just somebody else. Not in your pastor, but in you. Hallelujah. That's why he's training you. Why is he training you? So that he can use you. Hallelujah. He can be useful. Hallelujah. We're here to equip the saints. Glory to God. Equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. So you can't be pew fillers. You can't sit on your butts. You've got to get off them. And you got to move them. Glory to God. And if you get comfortable, well, we'll just take the chairs away.
Go ahead, brother.
Well, hey, we've done that.
Yes.
We've pushed all the chairs out. Because you see, these are barriers.
Yes.
You know? People stand behind them. Can't get to me. Gotta, you know? So we move them now and again.
Amen.
Shake a few trees.
Yes.
See what falls out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then we just kick it out.
Yes.
Give it a notice of eviction in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't Jesus wonderful?
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother McCurry, do you want to come on and preach now? I think we need to give a lot of time to the Word tonight. Last night we were on a roll. I mean, yeah, God set us off on Sunday and Fred took us off on Monday like a rocket. Glory to God. And everybody's been chasing on after him now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To follow that same anointing. And it is that same anointing. And we bless God. You know, I've never heard Fred preach like that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Let's give a welcome to the Christ and brother Apostle G.C. McCurry.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's all right, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name. Give an honor unto the Lord. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is doing great things.
Amen.
Amen. For which we are praising him for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I would like for us to look. You know, we're living in an hour that many strange doctrines is happening. Many strange things are going on. And most everybody is saying it's the Lord. Now there's a visitation of the Lord. There's a habitation of the Lord. And you and I have been exposed to the greatest hour that's ever been in the universe. We're living in the day of consummation of all things. Praise God. Not only of the good, but of the bad. Everything is coming into its fullness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn with me in your Bible to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. The 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verse 1 says, "Now you will never find faith in the past." You will never find faith in a past tense in the Bible. It's always now faith is. Hallelujah. Now faith is. Hallelujah. And what is faith? It's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now, if you'll understand that, it'll open up the Word of God to you like no other scripture can open it up. Amen. I want to deal with this thought tonight. Now, faith. Now you go to verse 2 and it says, "By it the elders obtained a good report." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
By faith the elders received a good report. Down into verse 3, he changes the subject. Oh, he said, no, he's still talking about faith. Yes, but a different kind. Now he's not saying by faith. He says through faith. Are you reading with me?
Yeah.
Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Man couldn't do that by faith. Man's faith could never do that. It takes the sovereign act of the Almighty God to put omnipotence into operation.
Yes,
your faith will never do it. But, glory. There's a difference in this Bible, in your Bible. You can read, you can count how many times it says by faith. About 15 times in that one chapter. And it also uses the word through faith 4 times. Now I would like for us to examine tonight what's by faith and what's through faith. Somebody always said faith does it all. Sorry. There has to be a sovereign action of God for some events. Now we've come to the end of the age. Oh, hallelujah. Now you're getting quiet on me. Now we've come to the end of the age. And I believe we've come to the time that by faith has run out. It's going to take a supernatural action of the Almighty to finish the job. And He's going to do it. Hallelujah. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed. Hallelujah. Now, when we began to look at this word, by faith, through faith, some folks will tell you, anything can be accomplished by faith. No, it cannot. And I'm not belittling faith. Faith is one of the greatest forces that ever was. And all in the world it is that you are learning to call the things that are not seen and bring them into the tangible and the visible realm. Well, praise God. And unless you learn that, you're as far in God as you'll ever be. You have as much as you'll ever have. But if you ever learn to pull things out, oh glory, of the invisible realm into the tangible realm, then you have learned how to live a supernatural life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It works in every aspect. But the problem is, you have to understand. How many of you understand what the devil is after anyway? He's defeated, but his influence is still in the earth. And he has but one purpose in the universe. Amen. He done messed up when they killed the Lord of glory. For had they known, they would not have crucified him. But they didn't know. You see, there's some things the devil don't know, and there's some things he never will know. Hallelujah! He's not as smart as we are. I said he's not as smart as we are. He can only act after he hears you say it. He can only work after he knows what you're after. If you learn to keep your big mouth shut, you wouldn't have as many problems. Hallelujah. If you wake up in the morning and you're a physical being, you don't feel good, the first thing you said, I don't feel good. And so the enemy's got something to work on now. You've already confessed you don't feel good. But why is it when you wake up alert and feeling fine in the morning, you don't say nothing about it? It's only the bad confessions that you make. Learn never to confess anything you don't want.
Amen. Right. Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. If you don't want it, don't confess it.
Yes.
For if you confess it, you have it.
Yes. Right. Yes.
My Father.
Hallelujah.
So, look at this. The enemy only, his influence is only after one thing. And that is to destroy your hope. Faith is a substance of thing hope for. The evidence of things not seen. And every day of your life, the enemy tells you, you can't have what you're hoping for. And that's when I rise up and say, you're a liar. Glory to God. I have the authority by God. Amen. When he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the very materialistic thing you are hoping for, but you have to pull it out of the invisible realm, glory to God, and begin to act as if you already possess it.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody said, well, why aren't your foot healed? Why, it is healed. But the thing about it is, the flesh has to catch up with my spirit. And my spirit travels so fast sometime and so far into the future that flesh has a time catching up with it. Amen. Hallelujah. But through faith, glory to God, there is a supernatural action of God. That God is right now in the very verge of throwing it in another gear, and you and I are going to step in to the powers of the world to come. Hallelujah. And when we begin to operate in the power of the worlds to come, then the world that now is doesn't know how to take that, because they can't see the powers of the world to come. But you and I are operating in them right now. Glory to God. We are going to do things that has never been done. We are going to accomplish things that's never been accomplished before. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not talking about building a big building. Not talking about building bigger churches. No, hallelujah. I'm talking about little groups like this all over the world that God, through faith, is raising up, that's going to have the Word of God in them. And when they speak, oh, new worlds comes into existence, because through faith, hallelujah, He framed the worlds. He formed the worlds. Oh, hallelujah. How does faith work? Very simple. Faith will never go into action without a word. You see, this is where the enemy's influence gets you. Well, hallelujah. Some of you will say, well, I can't afford. Don't ever use that term. There's nothing in this universe that you can't afford.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory to God. Amen. There's nothing in this universe can hinder you when you begin to move in the sovereignty of God. Well, hallelujah. You see, the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, or in the origin of things, praise God, Elohim created. Now, Elohim is the plurality of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Created the heavens. And then immediately King James says, and the earth. But he didn't do that. He created the heavens first.
Amen.
And he was so thrilled. Everything he had created was worshiping him. Holy, 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 holy. Just like a whisper off of the ocean. Holy, holy. And God says, I want somebody like me to praise me. Oh, hallelujah. This is before the world was created. Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 1:4, he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And so while these angels and seraphims and all was worshiping him and saying, praise him, God, through the sovereignty of himself, woke out on the balconies of nothing and says, I want Andrew and Greg McCurry and Bob and Grace. Are you not hearing what I'm saying? He called our name. Well, Brother McCurry, I wasn't even born. But in the heart of God, you was already chosen. You're here by no accident. God saw this sitting before he ever made the world. He saw us sitting here. He knew exactly what he was going to do. Oh, praise God. He's already predestined. I don't know why people get hung up when you say the word predestined. Predestination. Your destination has been pre-arranged and approved before you ever got here. Well, glory to God. And I was chosen in him that I might be a praiser. And that he, when my faith would run out, he could come along and through faith see that everything was carried out. Now that ought to make you shout. When your faith is insufficient, oh, glory to God. And then you see, somebody said, well, my faith has never run out. It's because you had never used it. If you use your faith, you're going to have to go into through faith. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And the first time that word through faith is used is when he created the world. But let's look at the next time he uses that word. Oh, glory. I like this one. Praise the Lord. The next one that he used, it was through faith. Moses kept the Passover. Now somebody said, well, I thought he done that by faith. No, sir. Faith wouldn't let him do that because everything hinged on that. And so it had to be a supernatural act of God to make man trust in the blood of a lamb. Glory to God. And so through faith, Moses kept the Passover. Oh, I wish that we had time to go through that account. But let me tell you something. Here's a group of people that had been in slavery for 400 years. And God promised them through Abraham, I'm going to deliver them after they've been in bondage for 400 years. And so Moses slowed God up for 30 years. And it was 430 years before they got out of there. And if God hadn't endeavored and said, through faith, you're going to keep the Passover, I don't even know how many years they'd have stayed down in Egypt. And if you don't ever learn how to move and switch gears and quit trying to do it by your faith and let him do it by through his faith, amen, praise God, you arrive in the powers of the world to come. Oh, praise God. And you'll be operating in a realm that the world knows nothing about.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. How many of you have tasted of the power of the world to come? You've tasted of it. You've received of the power of the world to come. And now God wants to begin to operate in that power of the world to come. But He's only going to do it through His faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, why did God say through faith Moses kept the Passover? Because people was in slavery. And they were in bondage. And when Moses began to come and say, the Lord's going to deliver you, things got harder. They quit giving them straw. Made them go out and get their own straw. Make as many bricks too. And how many of you understand some people grumbled about it? Hello? You'd be surprised how many people that rears back and says, I got faith. But when things get a little tight on them, they grumble. And they'll begin to back up and crawfish on the Lord. But there is a generation that's not going to do that. And I believe this is the generation that's not going to back up, but we are going on with the program of God. And when they eat the Passover lamb, they eat with their shoes on. Oh, I know there's a move now that folks take their shoes off in church and so they're on holy ground. And I wished it was so. But it's just because their corns are hurting them. And they're trying to make life like this something they're not. Not a thing wrong with you pulling your shoes off, but that don't make you one iota holier than anybody else. You can't add one thing to your holiness stature. Well, glory, 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 glory. Now, I'm not liked everywhere I go. You can see that this is the way it is. They was to eat with their shoes on. Why? Because they was to have instant deliverance. And so the next morning, God brought them out in order. God brought them out in order. They were harnessed up. Five abreast. Can you imagine how long of a string of people that would be? Over 2.5 million, close to 3 million people. Coming out five abreast, just five single in the breast. Why would God do that? Because God's always got a purpose behind everything He's doing. You're going to come out, you're going to come out His way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the reason the five abreast, five is the number of grace. Five is the number of ministry. Well, hallelujah. And you can't have ministry without grace. But when you begin to move in a divine order, that word divine order is not in the Bible. But the order of God is in the Bible. And they came out in that order that God had lined up for them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they didn't get any farther than the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's army was coming after them. They could see the dust of the army. The mountains was on one side. Pharaoh's army was behind them. The Red Sea was before them. And the first thing that they did was accuse Moses. See, people always accuse leadership. They always go find fault with leadership. Amen. You brought us out here to die. Why didn't you let us die in Egypt? And then Moses done just what all good Christians and individuals would do. Fell on his face and began to pray. And Christianity, you know, have got little mottos all over their house. Prayer changes things. Huh. He fell on his face and began to pray. What'd God say? Get up. What are you squalling to me for? I would God would tell some of you that. Quit begging and pleading.
Yeah.
Crying and wiping snot. And just be what God wants you to be and what God said. You already are. You may not understand, but still you've got to learn to confess that you are what God said you are. And that you're not going to whimper and whine when everything's going wrong.
That's right.
Glory. Because there can't nothing go wrong with you.
Amen.
Well, Brother McCarthy, this everything's going wrong with me. No, it isn't. No, God has ordered everything that you go through.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I said, God's already ordered everything that you going through and everything that you in right now.
Amen.
Well, quit whining and... Whew. Is this too hard?
No.
God is looking. Yeah, now the church has raised up such a bunch of wimps. God, they can't take nothing. They just can't take nothing. They can't stand anything. The least little pressure. I don't know what I'm going to do. And the Son of God turns to the Father and says, they don't know what they're going to do. For your high priest cannot change what you say. And therefore you need to learn a new vocabulary and how to talk. And if you learn how to talk, you get out of a lot of your whimpering and whining. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Things ain't always been well. Or like I would like to see it. But I want to thank him for everything I've had to go through. I want to thank you for every problem. I want to thank you, Lord, for every trial. I thank you, Lord, for every trial. I've failed a lot of them. But I still want to thank you for them. Hallelujah. Has any of you ever failed your trial?
Yes.
Oh, just one man here. Here How many of you have failed your test? Well, what the rest of you been doing? Ooh, praise the Lord. Amen. My Father, I shouldn't have started on this. But you've got to learn that faith goes into action when you begin to express your hopes. If you allow the enemy to steal your hope, Zechariah says that you become a prisoner of hope. And that's exactly where the church is today. They have no hope. They're trying to get out of this world quick as they can. Instead of doing what God told them to do. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody, one brother told me, he said, we're fixing to go somewhere. I said, we are? Yeah, don't you know? I said, no, I didn't know that. We're fixing to leave here. I said, well, where are we going? Oh, you know. I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. We're fixing to get out of here through the rapture. And I said, well, then if we all are going out, how's God going to do what he said he'd do? He said, I'm going to fill the whole earth with my glory. And you want to get out of here and not be a part of filling this earth with his glory? But he said, I'm going to glory. I said, what do you want to go to a glory for? Leave one glory and go to another one. Every scripture I have found in the Bible always said heaven's coming down. Yeah. I haven't found one scripture where it said heaven's going up. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said one time, he said, why? Paul preached the rapture. Rapture ain't even in the Bible.
That's right.
Catching away is.
Yes.
But that's what I'm talking about. Catching you away into the power of the world to come.
Amen.
That you can learn how to operate beyond your little measure of faith.
Amen.
And it becomes through faith.
True faith.
Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is exactly what God... I can see it on some of your faces now. Through the spiritual realm. God has your life planned out. And you are fighting against what God has already planned out. Why don't you just wave the white flag? And surrender, because it's going to come to pass. What are you liking it not? It's going to come to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, when God began to bring Israel out of bondage, I'm going to just leave them out delivered. I won't go take them across the Red Sea, but you know the story. I don't have to repeat it. They come out of there shouting. It's strange, isn't it? Bunch of grumblers and complainers, and God can do something for you through his faith, and you can start shouting. And it'll last 3 days. And 3 days later, you're grumbling the same old, same old, same old. Ah, God, but you see, there's a generation being raised up that's not going to do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah! We're going to be like Jonathan and his armor bearer, and we're going to come up and come through the hole, which is the rocks that fell over, and I ain't got time to name the rocks, tell you what they mean, but rocks that leaned over against one another, and they come out of a hole. But you see, before that time, Israel had dug them their stronghold in holes and caves, and had hid themselves. And when these Philistines saw these two individuals coming out of that hole, they said, all of Israel's coming out of their hiding place. See, the sovereignty of God had put magnifying glasses on the Philistine, and all they could see was a host. A host. And it wasn't but just two people, Jonathan and his armor bearer. Woo! And if you can find an armor bearer like Jonathan had, and they can confess like he did, he said to Jonathan, do everything that's in your heart. You do whatever God tells you to do, and I'm with you.
Amen.
Now, you with followers like that, oh, hallelujah, bring on the giants. Bring on the Philistines. We'll deal with them, praise God. Bring on the opposition. Woo, praise God, hallelujah. Bring on the opposition and the opposing armies. We'll deal with them. Woo, praise God. And they began to slaughter people as they went. And just slaughtering hundreds of people. And the Philistines still had on God's magnifying glass. Praise God. And they said, we've got to flee. And they just up and fled. And Saul's army's over there playing church. Had his ephod on, you know, and his priestly garb on, and what it makes folks want to dress up to look like a clown, I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Turn their collar around backwards and think they're holy. And you know, the only reason they wore the collar to start with, they couldn't afford a shirt with the collar on. There's poor folk.
Amen.
And they could just take a damp cloth and wash the collar off and put it back on.
Amen.
And you didn't know whether it was going or coming. Praise the Lord. But let me show you what the religious crowd does over there playing church. They told us somebody is slaying the enemy. Roll call. Call the roll. Let's find out who has slipped out of our ranks. And before they got through roll calling, old Saul said, nobody is to eat anything.
Uh-huh.
They want to starve you to death. And they called the roll and found out Jonathan, his armor bearer, was missing. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that they wasn't there when they gave the order not to eat nothing. Jonathan didn't know that. And he chased those Philistines into God's honey woods. Some you don't know what I'm talking about, some of you. But in God's honey woods, the bees have made their hive in the trees, and honey was just dripping off of the limbs of the trees. Oh, how sweet he is. And Jonathan just reached up with his sword and got him a little stick of that honey. Put it in his mouth. And behold, his eyes was enlightened. Great God. Hallelujah. The very minute you begin to bring deliverance of people, oh, hallelujah, somebody's going to call the roll to find out if you're keeping all of the discipline. What difference does it make? Come on. You're not bound by rules and regulation.
Amen.
Rules are made to break.
Hallelujah.
My Father. Somebody said, but we have to have holy church. Well, when you get in it, it becomes unholy. There's nowhere in the Bible that God said He had to have a holy church. I know. You trying to work your way into this acceptance of the Lord, and everything you do is of no value whatsoever. It's all by grace. It's all through grace by faith. Praise God. And when your by faith don't work, move up a little higher and go through faith. And when you begin to operate in that through faith, woo, hallelujah. Well, the next one of these is so great. It talks about, and Sarah, who being past the age, she's too old to give birth. Abraham, the Bible said, counted not his own body yet dead. Bless God, I'm not dead. I'm not going to count myself dead. I'm holding on to two more years and have a renewal. I will renew thy youth as the eagle. Is that not what the 103rd Psalm say? Well, if he's going to do it like an eagle has to be 75 before they get renewed. Then that eagle goes up on the cliff of the rock, beats her head against the rock, gets all that old crusty comb beat off and her head's bloody, and they beat their wings against the cliff of the rock, all them old heavy pin feathers fall out, and then they look so ragged and shaggy, and he gets perched upon the edge of the cliff, looking and waiting for the first storm of wind to come, and the first puff of wind to come lifts them up. Woo, hallelujah. And they throw themselves out of joint and just ride the wind. No effort whatsoever. Don't you want to know how to just ride the wind? Don't you want to know how to get out of joint with this old age system and just ride the crest of the wind? Pray the Lord. And so when Evan Sarah, it was time for Sarah to produce Isaac, the Bible said, through faith. Well, glory. Through faith, Sarah conceived. Glory. And while I'm ministering this, some of you are in such a tight situation. You don't know which way you're going. But reach into this through faith. And find your way out of your problem. This could be the night that every individual in this assembly could walk out of here completely delivered, completely made whole, completely walking in the wealth of the kingdom. Praise God. You see, some folk measure everything. Oh, hallelujah. You can always tell traditional people. They go to pay in their tithes, and they are good tithers, but they want to count it down to the penny. $10.50. You know, they're like Andrew there, they want 7.5. 7:30, you know. 8:30. Always operating in that half category. Whenever I see an envelope with that kind of figures on it, I begin to pray instantly. Let them come to the processor through faith.
Yes. Amen.
And learn. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Learn.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Some of you that belong to this assembly, you might be in a tight place, and you might say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can tell you how to get out of it. When you put your tithes in the tithing bucket, pull out an extra 100, put it in the pastor's hand.
Amen.
Right. What good would that do? My Father, he that soweth seed to the sower, God will multiply your righteousness.
Amen.
Praise God.
And
multiply the seed that's sown.
Yes. Right.
The only place in the Bible that God promised to multiply what you give.
Yes.
Is when you give direct to the ministry.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 Let me go on down now to where I wanted to start preaching. Have you got the 11th chapter of Fred? You ain't asleep now.
Not now.
The 11th chapter of Hebrews. And let's look at what 28 says.
Through faith.
Wait just a minute now. Are you reading with me?
Yes.
Come on, do you have it?
Yes.
He said, through faith.
He kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them.
Yeah. That's not the one I wanted. I want to go on down to through faith. They subdue kingdoms.
Okay. Verse 33.
33.
Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises.
Oh, glory to God.
Stopped the mouths of lions.
Amen. Now, let's just wait just a minute now.
Glory,
here's something that absolutely is revolutionizing Christianity. When you begin to move through faith, you begin to learn how to subdue kingdoms. You see, this is the secret of coming totally into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Because unless you learn this, you will never become 100% kingdom citizen.
Amen.
I'm giving you a secret here now.
Yes.
How many of you, oh, praise the Lord, Hold your finger there and turn over to the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. I guess we ought to turn to the 10th chapter first. And is it verse 7 that I want, Fred? When the seventh angel sounded?
Yes.
All right, I want you to do some marking here for me now. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
In the days, plurality. How many of you understand what I'm saying? The trumpet's been sounding for the last 30 years or more. Oh, hallelujah. And in the days of the sounding of this trumpet. Go ahead, read.
When he shall begin to sound.
Now, underline that. When he begins to sound. Now, that's the beginning. Oh, glory. I'll pause just for a moment to show you. The order has changed. Now, some folks don't know this. You go to some churches and they start the service with blowing a ram's horn. Well, there's still old order.
Amen.
10th chapter of the book of Numbers, God told him to change the order. Make two silver trumpets.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And in making two silver trumpets, he was telling you about two events that was going to happen.
Yes,
now, one event happened when Jesus was born.
Yes,
not on December the 25th. Hallelujah. But in the days of the sounding of the trumpets. Trumpet means prophetic utterance. When Jesus was born, the first trumpet was fulfilled. But there's another trumpet. And when it begins to sound.
Hallelujah.
And it's already beginning to sound. The mystery of God should. Are you reading with me?
Amen.
Should be finished, but it's not. Why isn't it? Because people are so stooped in their traditional doctrine that they have misrepresented the Word of God.
Right.
And they're always trying to twist the Scripture to please their own self. But when this trumpet begins to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, but it's not. Turn over now to the 11th chapter and verse 15. Am I right on that?
Yes, sir. And
the seventh angel sounded. It's over. Hallelujah. When the seventh angel sounded, there were great voices in heaven. Now somebody said, well, whose voice is mine and yours and everybody that's in this kingdom? Oh, somebody said, why, I'm not in heaven. Well, who are you? Well, I'm right here on this earth. The Bible said that he has raised us up together.
Yes.
Ephesians 2 and 6.
Yes.
And made us sit together in heavenly places.
Yes.
Now, it's a possibility you can be seated in heaven with your head stuck in the mud. But I think you need to get your head and your seat together.
Amen.
You need to get your head where your seat is. And learn. But here he said, there was great voices in heaven.
Yeah.
And what were they saying?
The kingdom.
The kingdoms. Plurality.
Of this world.
Kingdoms of this world.
Are become the kingdoms of
they
our
are
Lord.
Become the kingdoms of our Lord.
Yes.
And.
Everybody say Lord.
Lord.
And then it said, and his Christ.
Amen.
His anointed.
Amen.
Not only is the kingdoms of this world becomes the Lord, but they become kingdoms of his Christ.
Amen.
Christ is the anointed.
Amen.
So everything's going to be turned over to us anyway.
Amen.
But it's going to be through faith.
Amen.
Instead of by faith.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And here back in Hebrews it said, who through faith subdues kingdoms. Now there's a lot of kingdoms in you that has not been seduced.
Amen.
My Father. 13th chapter, book of Joshua says that there were 31 kings in Canaan. And every one of these kings had to be dethroned and put down. One occasion, Joshua couldn't handle all of them at one time. Of course, nobody else can. So he put five in a cave and rolled a big stone over the mouth of that cave. And then when the battle got eased a little bit, they come and roll the stone away. And here's where elders comes in. And the elders stood there with a sword and they called them out one by one. And the elders put their foot upon the head of them kings, cut their head off. My God, hallelujah. We are raising up a generation in this hour that's going to have some champions.
Amen.
That's going to have some elders. That not going to operate on their little old finer feelings.
Amen.
And kin folks don't make a difference.
Amen.
They're going to operate according to the word of the Lord. And whoever it is that, that's trying to run your life, you're going to behead it. You're going to decapitate him. So they cannot do it.
Amen.
Oh my God. It might be your wife. It might be your husband. But you cannot allow that.
Amen.
You cannot allow that. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Oh, hallelujah. I don't think I'd better get into that. The whole entire church world is filled up with prostitution. Husband tell the wife, you know, I'm mopping for you, I'm cooking supper, and you have to be good to me. The whole thing is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then sometimes the wife tries to bribe the husband.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'd expect you to shout on that. But how many of you know I'm telling you the truth? This is the truth.
Amen.
But God is going to allow us to put down every one of these kings that's in our lives. One of these kings is, I ain't going to try to mention all 31 of them, but one of them is your likes and dislikes. You have to get out of that.
Amen.
And one of them is your stinking feeling. Well, you are my feeling. Good. Good. It ought to be hurt. You remind me of Isaiah chapter 1. The church is like a garden in the midst of a cucumber patch. And somebody said, what is he talking about? He's simply telling you, you can't even get to the fruit without stepping on the vine, which is your feelings. And that's exactly what's happened. You can't even get to a watermelon, plump it to see if it's ripe, without getting on the vines and hurting people's feelings.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if I haven't hurt your feelings, you just tell me. I won't try to do it. I'm not going to have no pity on you.
Amen.
I go have no pity on you. God wants you to grow up.
Yes.
And God wants you to grow up like men and women. And quit being a bunch of wimps. Learn how to stand on your own feet.
That's right.
But glory be to God. Learn how to stand on your own feet. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell the elders in our assembly that I said, sometimes I know you think that I'm too hard on you, and I may be too hard on you. But I said, I want you to know I watch you like a hawk.
Amen.
Because I'm not wanting you to embarrass me.
Amen.
And if I'm watching after your soul, I'm responsible for you.
Right.
And God's not going to take me behind the woodshed for your action. I'm going to see that you do the right thing.
Amen.
Well, glory to God. And so far, God's raising up some real good ministry in the elder body of our assembly. And then God gave me another maiden Saturday night sitting in the Atlanta airport. And God said, I know you sponsor missions and I know missions on your heart. But he said, I'm changing the order now and I want you to have on-the-job training. Which simply means that we have to go with you to these mission fields.
Amen.
Oh, glory. This has been a beautiful situation.
Yes. Amen.
But the next one, we may be down in the Amazon jungle. Picking meat off of the monkey hand. With the buzzards scratching on the roof. Oh, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah, I imagine we'll take some peanut butter. I don't care. When I went to the Philippines, they took salmons, and I eat salmons. Cobb till I was sick of salmons. And I went down to the natives and I said, put enough in that pot for me today. I'm going to eat with you. Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
They said, well, we have fish heads and rice. I said, that's what I'm going to eat. You make enough for me.
Amen.
Glory to God. I sat down there and eat with them. Glory. You talk about something good. My God, I ain't eat nothing but salmon. This was fresh fish head. But let me tell you, let me give you an experience how God undertakes for you. I was in India and I was picking out the black bugs in my cereal. You know? And I done that for a week before I found out there's white ones in that too. And when I found out there were white ones in that too, I said, God, it's time we got a hold of through faith now. And one of those Indian, the high priest, the Indian monk come up and said to me, he said, you invited to lunch at the temple. Good, I'll be there. And the best meal I had while I was in India was right there among all those heathens. Praise God. And that, you know what God told me then? He said, when a man's ways pleases me, I make him the enemies to be at peace. Praise God. Saints, we must subdue these kingdoms. And it don't hinge on how much money you have.
Amen.
You can have all the money in the world and still not be in the kingdom.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I don't need money.
Hallelujah.
My creditors needs it.
Yeah.
But I don't need money. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
So if I had all the money that I could carry, I'd give it away before the week was over.
Amen.
I'd bless the saints of God.
Amen.
That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
Is to bless you.
Kati bohuti
unto bohosakai. This sister right here. You, God is giving you a blood transfusion right now. If you'll stand up a minute, I'll point out something to you. Will you stand? My God, my Father, put your hands right here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Move over just about an inch. Oh, right there. Right there. My Father, back this way just there. Whoa. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, through the faith of the Most High, I curse this thing. It shall be no more. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You and I must come in the subducing these kingdoms. You're not doing what God wants you to do if you don't begin to move and seduce these kingdoms that's trying to take over individual saints that's in the assembly.
Yes, amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. This is what God is doing in this hour. He's bringing a people in through faith to subduce kingdoms. Do you still have that scripture, Fred? You've done lost it.
Revelation.
Hebrews. We're going back to Hebrews 11. That through faith they seduce kingdoms. But now let me show you something. Hallelujah. I don't want to be as long-winded as Brother Sammy. You see, you have to understand.
Yeah.
I understood Brother Sammy this morning. That he was an under the anointing, and he just forgot about another preacher preaching.
Amen.
As far as he was concerned, he's the only one that mattered.
Amen.
And that's so.
Amen.
Now, they seduce kingdoms.
Wrought righteousness.
And what did they... Raw, what did they bring forth?
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
Hallelujah.
And that's not the righteousness according to your little works.
Amen.
It's the righteousness by faith.
Yes, sir.
Abraham believed God and God counted it to him for righteousness.
Yes.
So by faith will bring you to a place through faith that you can see righteousness wrought.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to see in this earth.
Yeah.
We don't need to see. Oh, hallelujah. Some preachers preach, and all they can preach on is the evil, is the corruption. And oh, God, they just go on and on. I don't know, I don't see no evil.
Right.
I don't hear no evil. Hallelujah. Why? I'm not looking for it.
Hallelujah.
Not looking for it. Oh, hallelujah. But they wrought righteousness. And then what else?
Obtained promises.
And obtained promises. How many of you has got promises that you haven't obtained yet? Come on, let me see your hand. You've got promises that you haven't obtained yet. But my God, hallelujah, you're just about to go into another gear and you're going to leave by faith and move in through faith and you're going to, woo, hallelujah, everywhere you go you're working righteousness and you're obtaining promises.
Amen.
Hallelujah! And how wonderful it is to obtain a promise. Oh, hallelujah. All right, what else?
Stopped the mouths of lions.
Stopping the mouth of lions. I like that. Hallelujah. Coming in from Fort Worth, Texas one time, flying back to Sarasota, Florida. And I got on the plane, and you know me, I'm just as plain as an old shoe. I don't try to put on no airs. And I said, a steward said, "You want a magazine?" I said, "I'd like to have one." "What kind?" I said, "I want one with pictures in it." I'm not interested in reading it. I just want to see the pictures. And so they brought me one and handed it to me, and it was a magazine about animals. And I opened it up, and there was a full double page of a beautiful lion. And when I opened it up, the Spirit said, "The enemy goes to and fro as a roaring lion. He's acting like one. He's not one." Oh, hallelujah. And he said, "You are never to run away from the roar of the lion. Because the lion roars into the wind. And you think it's over here, but he's thrown his voice into the wind. And if you're running away from him, you're going to run right into him." So what I'm saying is, if the enemy ever roars at you, don't run from the roar, run into it.
Yeah.
And when you get there, there'll be nothing.
Amen.
But if you turn and run away from the roar, you're going to run right into the line.
Yeah, that's true.
My Father, that hit me. The Holy Ghost hit me. I jumped up out of that seat and began to dance up and down the aisle of that plane. And the first thing I know, the stewardess run up there and said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Of course, if you want to. I got no monopoly on this. My God, go to dancing." Hallelujah. So many times we, oh praise God, lose out because of our little old stinking pride. You wouldn't shout and holler, amen, in a restaurant or in a bank or wherever you're at. If the Holy Spirit is, don't quench the Spirit. You be sinning against the Spirit. There is sin against the Spirit, and there's sin in the flesh. Hello. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. But he that is joined unto a harlot is of one flesh.
Amen.
Now that's two distinct differences there. You can have sin in the flesh. You can have sin in the spirit. What? How can I sin against the spirit? Quenching the spirit.
Amen.
Despising prophecy.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's a whole lot of ways that you... I'm going to have to unplug here, but I want to do some ministry, but first, I want every minister to stand. Every minister in this building, stand to your feet. Every minister in this building, stand to your feet.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory to God. The Holy Ghost has just spoke to me and said that he wanted to release every one of you into a fuller ministry than you have known before.
Amen.
Now, if you want this, you have to take what goes with it.
Amen.
Hear what I'm saying now. I'm not here to play games. I want to see God release ministry. So ministry in turn can release the congregations.
Hallelujah.
Brother Andrew said we were equipping the saints. Well, I don't know any other way to equip the saints, only to impart unto you a more fuller ministry. Praise God, than you have right now. The potential is in you. And if you don't use that, you go to the grave with that in you. Do you know the graveyard is the richest place in the universe? Look at all the potentials that's buried there. That they never did use them.
Amen, that's right.
If you don't use it, it'll be buried with you. My Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Tamanditi kabohosa kabahasata. Well, I won't save time. I'm going to just minister to you one at a time. Hallelujah. Brother Andrew, we'll start with you. Praise the good Lord. Hidito tai. Tanda manito koriti kabahosata. I advise you to put a new tape in. You done it? Okay, good. For son, it's no accident that we are here this night with our hands laid upon you as an individual. And this night, the Lord thy God releases the authority that is within thee. And the authority of God is going to run up and down the avenues of your being. And you're going to find yourself speaking words that you have never known before. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My Father, so be it, so be it, so be it. Right quick, come. For the Lord thy God shall release that word that is within thee, and it shall come to pass. Yea, that when thou doest open thy mouth, great God, right quick, cut. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Come on. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the night, this is the hour. This is the, oh my God. Katai Siko, Abiti Tibohotai, for ye the Lord thy God had laid his hand upon thee. Even while you were in a Baptist church, and God has transformed and transferred and renewed your decisions, and this is because God's preparing you for a greater ministry. Hey, God, have mercy. He kobakan sigaboho. Hallelujah. This is the hour of red. Oh God, how about I see that you're going to lose sight. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Great God hath began to deal with you, establish the truth. Oh, hallelujah, within thee. And this night God is going to release the Minneapolis, the ministry, woo, in a greater portion.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is the hour God is doing a work. This is the hour, oh glory to God, that you are going to be changed. Woo! Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we come in of my side. Releasing this sister. Woo, my. Holy ta sa ta. Amen. The power and the glory of God. My Father, when you go speaking again, it's going to be with such an authority you've never even dreamed of. Why, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father. God, to your sakta baha. Lord, we're just releasing these ministries now. We're releasing them to a full 100% kingdom flow ministry. God have mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Come on, again. Stand with me. I'm getting me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Katsita boho. Habakasanda. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day God releases thee. Yes, God's preparing the hook of a heart. Yes, the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord, we release James to a greater ministry and a ministry through faith. Praise God. Hakashata. Hamamahasandamaha. Hilehabakahasata. Great God. Great God. Praise the Lord. Now, hallelujah. I want you to stand, everybody in here. I'm challenging you to move out through faith. I said, I challenge you tonight to move out through faith. Amen. I challenge you to bring $100 up here. Amen. Stand here, Pastor. We're going to lay it at your feet. The Bible said that they brought their money and lay it at the apostles' feet. Is that what the word said? Okay. I want you to bring $100. Well, I don't have $100. Oh, praise God. Don't tell me that. I just got through preaching through faith. Next you to the world to come. Ooh, hallelujah. We believe in obeying God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now you say, well, I don't have $100. Well, give the biggest bill you have. And bring it up here. The Bible said, come, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness and bring an offering. That's what he said. My Father. Well, come on, Mar. The only reason I didn't, he didn't come down there.
No, I had a hold of it.
But that time I'm sick of the whole Kentucky.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
My Father. My Father. Praise the Lord. Come on, Saints.
We
are supposed to... How many of you understand the Bible said obey them to have to rule over you?
Amen.
And if we ask for $100, then you should obey that.
Amen.
Because we are not doing this for ourselves. My Father. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God forever. Everybody brought your offering? That should be over $2,500.
Praise God.
Want to count it and see?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Great God.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah.
I don't know.
Want to do that?
Yes,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I can do is bless God. I've never had an experience like this. I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to say. I love the Lord. I love you all.
Hallelujah.
I just. Amen. God bless you mightily. I pray that this will be a bring a mighty increase into your own lives.
Yes.
A mighty work. I pray that God will just bring, there'll be a mighty harvest from this. I know there will. Hallelujah.
It's got to.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Breaking down the walls. Hallelujah.
I just might need this.
Hallelujah.
Perhaps you wondered why I've come to stand here with my son. I stand with him in spirit and in body and in flesh. Sometimes it's nice to feel not isolated in the flesh. But sometimes you feel you're isolated in the spirit. So I'm assuring you tonight, I'm in the spirit and the body and the flesh with him.
Amen.
You seem to be lost for words, and I feel moved by the Spirit to support him.
Yes.
My son. I'm proud of him. I will never be proud. I'm not perfect. As a father, I confess before you, I've failed him many times. But God is gracious.
Amen.
We will stand together. Whatever happened, through thick and thin.
Amen.
And so,
hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Now you see,
brothers and sisters.
All behold, saith the Lord. This is the turning point of thy life. This night is the night that thou shalt have a memorial, because this is the night that your life has been turned around. Your ministry has been loosed. And this is the beginning of one of the greatest visitation and habitation the world has ever witnessed. Every one of you shall be sending forth, hallelujah, seducing kingdoms, right, work in righteousness. For this is your day, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless God. Thank you, Lord.
This is the word I received this morning. As you know it, most of you have been here this morning. And this is the word that I've been waiting for, and I received it. And I've been pondering when this will come to pass. And it has come quicker than my brother, Sam, and myself. I discussed it with my wife. And this has come quicker to pass than I thought. These walls have come down by the Spirit of God. Not in my will, not in my power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Praise 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 the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just feel right now that if there's anybody here with a physical need, that you need to be out here. And these men have had hands laid on them. They're going to lay hands on you. And God is going to heal, deliver, and set free. Amen. They're moving in power. They've been anointed to move in power, and this is going to be their opportunity to move in power. And if you believe what you've seen, if you believe what you've heard this night, and if you have been challenged this night in what you think, and if you've been persuaded this night, then I challenge you right now to come out, whatever your need is, and see the men of God.
Hallelujah.
Lay hands on you and see God's fullness coming in your life. And if you've got a desire for more of God, then I challenge you again, come out. And these men will impart life and will impart victory and wisdom into you in Jesus' name. Amen. So do you have a need? Then step out right now. Brethren, come on you guys. You guys. Come on you elders. Begin to minister. Hallelujah. Let's do some real business with God. Let's do some real business with God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Let's do some real business with God. Hallelujah. Just worship. Those that you know the Lord in a greater way, just begin to worship and just lift your hands towards these. Just lift your hands toward these. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Brethren, if you feel you've got a word for somebody, just home in on them. Praise God. Just move. Hallelujah. Precious Redeemer. Mighty Lord. Hallelujah. Bless His name.
Hallelujah.
Precious Redeemer. Hallelujah. Siba Baba Guru Kushenda. Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I need to talk to you,
okay.
Hallelujah.
Just spoke to me that the elders have an arch over this door right over here.
Amen.
And as everybody leaves tonight, that you're going to get exactly what you asked for.
Yeah.
If you didn't ask enough, you only get what you asked for.
That's right, man.
And before you leave this room, make sure your desires of your heart is pure before the Lord.
Amen.
In His purposes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
But we're just going to form an arch right before you go out the door. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Tomorrow we meet at 7:30. And those of you, I'm sure, and have been mightily blessed, spread the word. Hallelujah. Those have been challenged, spread the word. And as these brethren spread the word, and as these brethren gather there, you can be dismissed. And let that anointing, hallelujah, and that deliverance, hallelujah, in Jesus' name.